Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call and for making it a part of your day. I would like to bring to your attention that we have received feedback from a number of you over the past few days, sharing that you've had challenges sometimes getting on the call. We are grateful that on average, 1,000 of you are joining us daily. Think about that for a moment. 1,000 Jews coming together daily to pray and be inspired. It's unbelievable and a testament of how special all of you are. Having 1,000 people calling to hear words of inspiration and to pray for this crisis to end is a beautiful show of faith, of the power of prayer and the singularity of what is our community. However, it does stress the phone lines. The capacity on our end can handle many, many more callers. The challenge is that so many people are calling the same phone number at the same time, and that overload is something the phone companies simply cannot handle. So, we believe that we have a solution. We've asked our conference call company, TurboBridge, who has been excellent, to provide us with a second phone number, as you saw in today's daily email. You'll be able to use this to access the call, and if you receive a busy signal on one number, simply try the other one. We hope that this will work. We know how important the call is to so many of you, and I personally deeply appreciate all of your emails sharing this with me. It's truly inspiring. Additionally, we recommend that if you are able to, that you try to call in a little bit earlier than the start time of 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, since there is less congestion prior to the start time of the call. As we've shared the past few days, going forward, all of the sponsorships will be listed in the daily email as they were today. Please note, for sponsorships to be included in the daily email, they must be received by 10 a.m. of that day. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in today's email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yahrzeit, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. There's also a link for that in the daily email. Sponsorship for one day is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. And every penny goes directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign, and this year we need it more than ever. Donations for any amount to help this vital cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. And we know you're listening because there's always a spike during this hour and post the phone call where more and more donations are coming in. So thank you so much for everything you're doing. There's still many families this year that are in need. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Lenny Matanky, Mor D'Asra of Congregation KINS of West Rogers Park in Chicago, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizik, words of inspiration. Rabbi Matanky's words of inspiration will be immediately followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, chapter 20, Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27, and Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. If you don't have a Tehillim book in front of you, you can go back to the email and click on the link of where those chapter numbers are listed, and it will bring you to a webpage with the Tehillim in Hebrew and English in front of you. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Matanky will be reciting the Tehillim very slowly, but not responsively or pausing between Pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Matanky to please recite the Perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Following the Tehillim, Rabbi Matanky will be reciting the Mishaberach L'Cholim, the welfare prayer for those whom are sick. Rabbi Matanky will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the names of all of those whom we are praying for. If we do not know someone's Hebrew name, it's more than fine to say it in English. The Mishaberach will be followed and recited by Rabbi Matanky and will be followed with Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for more information regarding the speaker for tomorrow. and for tonight's OU programmatic lineup. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Matanky.
Thank you, Naftali. One of the most fascinating aspects of the Seder is that everything we do, which symbolizes slavery, from the maror to the matzah, ultimately also symbolizes freedom and redemption. And so we eat a bitter herb, the maror, and before we do, we recite a bracha. As Rabbi Lamb explains, doing so is an act of thanksgiving for that memory. And then we dip it into the sweet charoset. And the matzah, the lechem oni, is not only the bread of affliction, but the reminder that when our redemption came, it came quickly. So quickly that we did not even have a chance for the dough to rise. And even the karpas, that was interpreted by Rabbeinu Manoach as a sign, a symbol of Joseph's coat of many colors, is also described by him as symbolic of a victory wreath that soldiers would wear, a celebration of our redemption and survival. And finally, there is also the yachatz, the moment when we break the middle matzah, keeping the smaller portion on the table, a reminder that slaves had to make do with even a small morsel of food, while we hide the larger piece to serve as the afikomen, the dessert of freedom and of plenty. Explained Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Rimon that this act of saving the larger portion for later reminds us that even at times when we may feel broken and afraid, we can rest assured that in the end, we will be able to rejoice and to celebrate because God protects the Jewish people. And while there must be a purpose for the suffering, there must also always be hope. And that's the symbol of the two pieces of broken matzah, which is my message of hope to all of us at this most difficult time. Not to ignore the difficulties, for they are many, but to deal with them the best we can. To stay safe and apart, but grow closer to those we are with and in regular touch with those who we cannot be with, knowing that as terrible as these days may be, God has preserved for us his ultimate salvation. He will watch over us and transform the memories of this Pesach into a celebration of so many Pesachs to come. And so when this danger passes, let's cherish friends and family even more. Let's sanctify our experiences of communal prayer even more. And let's celebrate the opportunities to gather together for a simcha even more. Because we have so much more to look forward to. We have hope and we have faith that this is what God will ultimately provide for all of us. Please join me now in reciting the Tehillim, the Psalms. We will begin with Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid. Ya'anacha Adonai v'yom tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisa'adaka, Yizkor Kol Minchotecha, Violatecha Yidash Nesela, Yitain Lecha Chilvavecha, Vechol Atzatecha Yimalei. Niranina b'Yeshua Techa, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kodsho, bigvurot yesha yemino. Eilev ha-rechev, ve'eilev ha-susim, v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heimam karu v'nafalu, V'anachnu kamnu min v'nit odad. Adonai hoshia ha-melech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. Chapter Chav Zayin, 27. LeDavid Adonai ori v'ishi mimi iram. Adonai ma'oz chayai mimi efchad. Bekarov alai mereim lechol et besarim. Sarai v'yoivai lihema chashnu v'nafalu. In tachane alai machane lo ira libi. Im takum alai milchama. Bezot ani voteach. Achat. Sha'alti me'et Adonai ota avakesh. Shivti be'et Adonai kol yemei chayai. Lachazot benoam Adonai uvaker ve'echalo. Ki itzpeneni besuko biyom ra'a. Yastireni beseter ohalo. Bitzur Yeromemeni Veata Yarum Roshi al Oivai Svivotai Vezbecha Boalo Zivche Trua Ashira Veazamar al Adonai Shema Adonai Koli Ekra Vechoneni ve'aneni Lecha amar libi Bakeshufanai et panecha Adonai avakesh Al taster panecha mimeni Al tatba'af avdecha ezrati hayita Al tishreni ve'al tazveni Elohei Yishi. Ki avi v'imhi azavuni, v'adonai yasveni. Horeni adonai darkecha, unecheni be'orach mishor leman shorerai. Al titneni benefesh tzarai, ki kamu vi adei sheker, vifafeach chamas. Lulei he'emanti lirot betuv Adonai, beret chayim, kavei el Adonai, chazak v'yamets libecha, Vekavei el Adonai. Chapter Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir hamalot mimamakim kratich Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli. Tiena aoznecha kashuvot lekol tachanunai. Im avono tishmorya Adonai mi amod. Ki imecha haslicha leman tivarein. Kiviti Adonai, kivita nafshi, velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, v'shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Kim Adonai HaChesed V'Harbei Imo Fidut V'Hu Yifdet Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. The Mishaberach for Cholim. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech Virape Et HaCholim. Ba'avur Sha'anu Mitpalelim Ba'avuram Bizchazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Lerapotam Lachzikam Loyachiyotam וישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם וגידיהם בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הגוף, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. And to conclude, אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביים, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורם, ומשיבוד לגולם, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Matanki. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, join the OU's Department of Women's Initiatives for an important session on navigating loneliness, anxiety, and a very different sort of Pesach. This session is specifically geared towards singles or anyone who may be alone or lonely during the holiday. The session will be given by Dr. Rachel Levine, who is also the Rebbetzin of the Jewish Center in Manhattan. She's a clinical psychologist in private practice working with individuals and couples. Her specialties are emotion-focused therapy as well as trauma-focused therapy. It can be accessed tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at ou.org/cope. That's ou.org/cope. OU Live returns tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for a very special episode on the topic of abuse, for which unfortunately due to many being quarantined and at home is tragically and seemingly on the rise. In the virtual studio tonight to share more on this will be Shana Friedman, Executive Director of the Shalom Task Force, and Tzvi Gluck, Founder and CEO of Amudim, which destigmatizes and supports families coping with addiction, abuse, and mental illness. It's a very important episode to tune in for. That is tonight on OU Live. And it can be accessed at ou.org/OU Live. Also not to be missed, tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the Orthodox Union is proud to present Parenting Under Siege, Simple Ways to Engage Your Child's Cooperation. The session will be given by Adina Sokoloff, who is the Director of Parent Outreach for A-Plus Solutions. It could be accessed tomorrow, Friday, I believe this is Friday, so my apologies. It's access Friday, April 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at ou.org/community. Actually, if it's April 2nd, then it is tomorrow, Thursday. So my apologies, typo in my work here, it's Thursday. Access tomorrow, April 2nd, shows you I'm not always reading from a script, that it's at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at ou.org/community. My dear friends, as we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni She'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. There are countless mitzvah opportunities in front of each of us, so please consider sharing a virtual smile with a neighbor, family, or friend today by picking up the phone and calling someone who you know is alone or lonely, or perhaps there's a neighbor who's desperately in need of groceries that you can help out with. Let's stay calm and carry on, but enhance and uplift our days by doing as much as we can for others. This is our demonstration to Hashem that we are one people, ki ish echad b'lev echad, and that while we don't understand why all of this is happening, we will go above and beyond to show the best of who we are as a people. And in that merit, may Hashem bring a complete refuah and the ultimate redemption. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration, Divrei Chizuk, from Rabbi Kenny Shaiwitz, Rabbi of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Teaneck, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, optimistic, and hopeful. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.